It is time for another look at one of the jury recommendations from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Joining me, as she does every week, Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Welcome, Erin.
Happy to be here.
We're at number 84 of 86, and number 84 says the federal government must establish a royal commission to review and recommend changes to the criminal justice system to make it more victim-centric, more responsive to root causes of crime, and more adaptable as society evolves. Now, this is similar to the last one we did, number 83, but this it really focuses on the criminal system itself, doesn't it?
It does. And in fact, this is something that should be understood as necessary, given that the government has made various commitments around ensuring that the lens around women and the differential power imbalances around women and various genders are included in any policy development. That's been something that has been spoken about for a number of years. So it really is true. We need to have a criminal justice system that actually considers what is safest, what is victim-centric, so that we can see better outcomes and better participation, in fact, from witnesses and victims of violence.
So often the onus is put on the victim to act. It's put on the person who is under stress with so many different government systems, whether it be provincial or federal. And to me, that just doesn't sound fair.
Well, I think you're speaking the language of many people who are victims and have looked at the traditional justice system as a way to find justice. I think that what we know is the traditional system doesn't work. It doesn't necessarily work for perpetrators either in terms of the realities and outcomes, but it certainly doesn't is it hasn't proven to be successful for women or victims. In terms of seeing the outcomes, right? If somebody has, eight charges, the victim has had to find some serious courage to come forward, and it's a simple peace bond that is the outcome. It certainly doesn't speak volumes of building confidence in the system. So I think that what we need to do is we need to find a way. I think that where there's a will, there's a way for us to ensure that the system speaks more specifically. Specifically to the issues and the outcomes of seeking justice for victims.
Is part of that communications? Because quite honestly, when you look at someone who is a victim sitting there waiting and not knowing what is going on with their perpetrator, being told what they are doing, what help they're getting, or what penalties they've incurred, whatever it is, just may put them at ease a little bit more. And right now it seems that that communication is not non-existent, but it's very little.
I think communication is really important. I think that what we've learned from survivors over the years is they often just want to know the answer to questions like why? Why did this happen? Why did we separate this? I think the other thing when we think about victims is victim impact statements. Sometimes victim impact statements are written by victims and they really want to be heard in a process where they feel their voice has been lacking. And sometimes the system doesn't provide for that. Sometimes somebody will say, oh, we don't actually need the victim statement to be read in, or we can just attach it to the record. And it's important to recognize the victim impact statements may not just be the victim, it could be extended family, but victim impact statements are critical, and victims do want to be heard. And so we need to then respond and say, that's an important part of the process. We need to make sure that that opportunity is created consistently every single time. We need to make sure that the system puts the victim in the center as they are planning, as they are doing case conferencing, as the trial is proceeding. We need to make sure that that planning has the victim in the center. And that includes communication, as you mentioned. It includes opportunities for victim impact statements. It includes ensuring that safety for the victim is paramount, and it includes making sure that convictions and the rate of convictions and the consequences of convictions continue to protect the victim beyond the trial being over.
Work in progress, as so many of these suggestions are. Aaron, thank you so much for this.
Thank you as always.
You've been listening to another jury recommendation broken down by Aaron Lee from Lanark County Irritable House here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. We'll be back with another one next week.